Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Matthew Sales by Damon Guy, England. About 10 years ago, I taught a group of children to sail. They were bright, enthusiastic, and as keen to enjoy life as any other child. All, however, had a serious disability. 3 were in wheelchairs, paralyzed from the waist down. 1 was nearly blind and had a deformity of his right arm. And 2 were able to walk with difficulty, afflicted with cerebral palsy. The 7th little boy I will never forget. I'll call him Matthew. He too had cerebral palsy and was very badly afflicted. His hands and arms were both deformed from the disease and inactivity. His back was bent, his face was distorted, and his legs did not work. Even his laughter was a tinkling cough which racked his body. To speak, Matthew had the help of a letter board. Slowly, and with deliberate determination, he would point out with distorted hands, letter by letter, what he wanted to say. Sometimes he would try to talk. His voice was so distorted that even his constant caretaker could not understand most of what his whispered growl was. Yet he was always bright and cheerful and loved to try everything his classmates were doing, both in the boat and in the classroom. I loved my time with them. They were always so cheerful and full of life. They learnt fast and most all enjoyed every minute of the classes. But despite all that, I was the one who learned the greatest lesson. One day, the sailing center was assailed by a storm. The wind howled and the rain came down in torrents. Rather than cancel the session, we decided to work in a classroom. All the children joined in. Just like other children, they all wanted to answer the questions I asked. It was important to get them all involved. I would ask questions of the quieter children to draw them out too. Often they would loudly interrupt each other, trying to get an answer in before one of the others. But when Matthew wanted to answer a question, it was different. All of a sudden, they all quieted. Matthew whispered and gestured at his board. They waited. Matthew struggled with dogged persistence until the answer was spelled out. Then, if I did not understand, one of the other children would work with him until the answer was clear. When Matthew had answered his question, the children were, almost magically, transformed back into a rabble of noisy and enthusiastic children. All of these children were heroes in their own way, but the tolerance they afforded to Matthew with his most severe disabilities was inspirational. At just 14 years old, these disabled children had learned to afford care, respect, and help to someone less fortunate than themselves. If only the rest of the world were able to learn the same lessons, bigotry, violence, and intolerance would be gone.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.